Well, well, well. Hello and welcome. To the Jazz Podcast. Today is our album preview show for the Brass Funkies' brand new album, Rabble Rouser. Rabble Rouser is released on the 18th of September, and the album launch is on the 15th of September at Rich Mix. Let's talk to the man responsible for a large amount of the music, Vijay Prakash. Vij, welcome to the Jazz Podcast.
Hello, how's it going, Rob?
It's very good indeed. I'm excited to talk to you about this album.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
Great. Yeah, definitely. So, the album's called Rabble Rouser, and we're going to be launching it on the 15th of September at Rich Mix in Shoreditch.
Oh, nice.
And then the proper release date's on the 18th of September, and we head off on our album tour from then in the autumn.
Oh, sweet. Where are you touring?
We've got, I think, 12, 14 dates around the country, sort of going down to Cornwall, Devon way, and up to Newcastle, and then a few places in between, really.
Nice. How long does it take to organise something that big?
It's taken a fair few emails, but we only recorded the album in March, so kind of since April we've kind of managed to get the tour together, which we're pretty happy about.
Yeah, that's amazing. So tell us about the band. What is it? How big is it?
So we're an 8-piece band. So we've got three trumpets, two trombones, percussion, drums, sousaphone, and tenor sax. And we've been going about 6 years now. We kind of formed 6 years ago, and we've been sort of going strong since and gigging a lot together. And we've sort of gradually fallen upon a sound that we're really happy with. So this album's pretty exciting for us because it's kind of like a culmination of all of these years of sort of gigging and trying things out. And we're in a place now where we're pretty happy.
Did it start at Cambridge?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we were all students there, and then we all kind of gradually moved down to London. So we're London based now and doing various things in London, playing with various projects, but playing a lot together, really. It's things have been quite busy for us.
So who are the members of the band?
So we've got me and Tom Green on trombones, and on trumpets we've got Rob Smith, Matt Letts and Jack Courtney, saxophone Dave Robinson, and our drummers, percussionist Chris Bryce, and our drummer is Harpal Mudhar, and sousaphone John Caddick and Rob Slater. So they're kind of sharing the job, really.
Oh, nice. And where does the music come from? How do you decide what to, because it's like a collective. There's not,
that's you're, right, yeah.
We've nominated you as the spokesperson for the purposes of this podcast.
Yeah, right. I tend to do a lot of shouting and hyping. So I tend to do a lot of the talking, really, which suits me great.
Yeah.
Not so much for the other guys. But we all write quite a lot for various projects, and we tend to try really for the middle years of the band, we were only really rehearsing a couple of times a year, but we were playing, so we're gigging so much together that things sort of kind of started falling together. And we'd always set ourselves a writing weekend where we'd all go away and try and write some original music, and then lock ourselves in the studio for 3 days or so and then just see what came out of it. So it's kind of this album has sort of been growing for the last couple of years, from these writing weekends and just sort of other little writing projects we've been setting ourselves. So really, all of the music is kind of what we've all written on the album, which is really nice. Wow. Everyone's got a couple of tunes on the album, and so there's some different sort of styles on there, but really as a whole we've sort of moved in a direction as a band, and the band sound has sort of grown out of that, I suppose.
It's amazing that it's been 6 years and everyone's still talking. And
you know what, we're really lucky because we're all best friends, so actually it's just the perfect chance to hang out with your best mates every weekend and go and do silly gigs and some fun festivals and do a bit of traveling, and just the perfect excuse for a bit of a knees up sometimes.
Sweet. I'm going to play a bit of David Battenberg's Life of Cakes.
Haha. Great.
So how did this tune get written?
So this is one of our trumpet players, Rob. In fact, this is his third tune. His first two were #1 and #2. So I used to give him loads and loads of grief about his crap titles, excuse my language. And so he came up with this, David Battenberg's Life of Cakes. And he claims it's sort of a, I think he sort of imagines like a cartoony large version of David Battenberg eating massive cakes on a conveyor belt, really. So I think that was his sort of writing brief, if there nice. Was one. yeah.
Oh, it's so good. What a great name of a tune.
Yeah, wonderful. Never gets a laugh, though, amazingly.
Wow.
which always makes me quite happy, which falls on deaf ears.
That's amazing. I can't believe no one would take the bait with that. That's a great name. No. It's such an amazing album. The sound is so... I've seen you guys live, and you've really captured the noise and it's so vibrant and so exciting to listen to.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, that was a tough thing about this, really, because I mean, ultimately we're a live band and our sound's grown out of being a live band. However, when you go in the studio, things can change a bit, and it's trying to find that balance between it being a studio album. And I think some of the tracks on the album are very much studio sounding tracks, but I think a lot of it we really tried to capture that sort of the live sound and the sort of aggression, really, the aggression of the heaviness and the sort of, so the vibrancy of kind of our live sound. So really, if we can put that across, then we've done our job.
Where did you record it?
We recorded it at Giant Wafer Studios up in Mid Wales, sort of on the border of Mid Wales.
Right.
It's a really beautiful studio. I think a lot of guys go there to record jazz albums and various things, but and we did it with the wonderful Alex Kilpatrick,
who's an absolute sweet. I was going to ask you about him.
Yeah, what a beautiful person. Yeah, he was a great, great person to work with, and he got it really from the beginning. He got what we were after, which was really important to us and good to work with, because we gave ourselves sort of three and a half days just locking ourselves away to get the whole album down.
Yeah,
so just working with him made it all happen, really. He understood what we were going for and all the wizardry of sort of microphone placement and microphone choice that goes way above my head just seemed to fall into place just like a dream.
That seems to be the thing for me with albums that Alex has done. And I thought that he'd done this, not because he has a particular sound, but more that he just gets so much out of the band. You know, when I first heard this album and it sounded so like how the band is live, and I was just like, this is, I didn't know, but I just was like, this must be Alex, you know?
Yeah. He's been really great with us and gone a long way. It's been an exciting project. I think he sort of, got into the vibe, because again, as you said, we're such a collective that when we get into the studio, there's not really a strong voice, so it's very hard. I think it might be hard from the other side of the glass to sort of know where to step in and know where not to, because I mean, ultimately we're such a kind of, we're such a collective that we tend to talk a lot.
I was just gonna say, it's amazing that you ever managed to get all the tunes done.
It was a pretty breakneck session at times, but we got there in the end. I mean, what helped was we kind of got in there and got fully snowed in for 3 days, which was quite exciting. And so there was kind of no choice really, just to get in there and just smash our chops in, really.
That's incredible that fate has helped you to actually get it done.
Yeah, we got smitten by the gods.
That's fantastic. I'm trying to get smitten as well, but they're not.
What?
They're not for copyright infringement, but nobody's coming after me.
All right, you wait.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. We had a show with John Halliwell last week from Supertramp, and I couldn't get direct copyright permission to play the Supertramp songs. So what I got in writing was John saying, if they come after you, I'll take the blame.
Wow. Well, he says that, however, PRS or whoever it is are going to smite you then, aren't they? I haven't necessarily given you permission to play our tracks yet.
No, that's true. That's very true. We'll have to create some elaborate legal documentation.
Yeah, that can happen.
What have you done this year?
Well, this year's, I mean, really, we've been quite adaptable as a band, and we've ended up playing quite a lot of things that we haven't expected to do. But really, I think where we're most comfortable is on the festival circuit, which is sort of where we've grown as a band, and it's been quite a big summer for us. Actually, we did our first Glasgow main stage set this year, which was, you know, great, perfect timing with the album coming up and sort of starting to try and build a presence as an originals band and not just a brass band, because there's so many UK brass bands. You know, we want to just show ourselves in a different light.
It must be so hard to cut through.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many great players out there, and it's really nice. There's a scene growing there, and it's really encouraging. And I suppose where we're trying to be now is an originals band, and we're just trying to play our own music and, show our own sort of what we hope is a somewhat unique sound in that kind of sound world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's been good. We managed to get out to North Sea Jazz Festival this year, which was unbelievable fun.
Man, that sounds incredible.
If you haven't been, it's just a dream. Everything out there you want to check out, and it's a really inspiring place to be. So we've been really lucky, and we're just looking forward to getting on the road now and touring this album and just sort of showing people what we're about now.
Yeah. I think being a originals brass band is really confusing maybe because there's just not that many of you.
I mean, there are some, and some guys are doing a really great job of it, but there's a lot. I think there's inherently in that sort of sound, people are used to hearing a lot of covers, and some of which are absolutely great, you know, but it's a certain sound that's sort of become so synonymous with the UK brass band scene, which perhaps we're trying to sort of get away from a little bit, I think, with this album.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, great. Well, you have to come down to Rich Mix and see the full show.
Rich Mix.
We've got the 15th of September. And that's in Shoreditch. And we've got an amazing band, Fofola, who are doing the support set, which is Tom Challenger and Dave Smith and some wonderful players, Johnny Briley. We've got a couple of great DJs. Some of the Jazz FM guys are coming to do a DJ set. And we've got the Chicken Brothers and Gourmet Filth as well. So it's going to be a full night of music, really.
It sounds amazing. What a great venue to let it go into the world.
Right, exactly. We love that place. It was really our first choice.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, Veej, thank you so much for coming, Rob, on the Jazz Podcast.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Wonderful work with the podcast. I'm an avid fan.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
We're huge. We're huge in several cities.
Yeah, growing every day, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm kind of excited to see how far this gets before it collapses under its own weight.
Right, well, you've got to keep growing it, man. It's a great, great show, and we're really privileged to have been on it. Thank you very much for playing some of our music.
It's our pleasure. We'll catch you at Rich Mix.
You will, mate. I'll see you soon.
Sweet. Checking out the Jazz Podcast. We'll see you as always on Friday. Right, I'll press stop record. Hang on, I'll press stop. Wait, right, I've stopped it.